This is the Mary Lou Show, and I am Mary Lou Henner. I'm here with Lauren Henner and Jessica Davis on this beautiful day, and I'm so excited for today's show. Wow, we are talking about all things eco-friendly, green living, vegan clothing, all kinds of great fun things. Fabulous guest today, Chloe Jo Davis from the Girly Girl Army will be here. She's one of my favorite people. I mean, she is really the mover and shaker in this business. And she is, I always call her the Huffington Post, New York Times, and Google of health. She started it a long time ago, and she's incredible. I love her website so much. Every month I get my little newsletter, and it's got every kind of article imaginable. So if you want the best in fashion and fun and fitness and parenting and breastfeeding, whatever it is, Girly Girl Army is the answer. So Chloe Jo Davis will be with us today, and she's going to be up in a little while. And we also have Leanne Mealy Hilgard, who's the founder of Vote Couture. It's a vegan clothing line. It's the first vegan clothing line shown at Fashion Week. So I can't wait to hear all about that, and she's going to be with us later in the show. Tomorrow, we have a show. The main theme is all about addiction, whether it's food, alcohol, people, fitness, drugs, whatever it is. We're going to be talking
about... There's quite
a list. There's quite a list.
I didn't realize how many things you could be addicted to.
Yes.
Things, even health food.
Yeah.
You can be addicted to health food, which I think is what... what's his name? Steve Jobs had sort of an addiction to obsessive food.
Mm-hmm. Extreme.
Extremes, yeah.
Yeah, I know, because remember they were talking about the fact that he would be like a fruitarian, but then he would go and knock off ice cream, you know, a lot of ice cream and stuff.
Or the example I heard was eating nothing but, like, you establish that beans are really good for you. Let's say you eat pinto beans, which are very good for you, and eating nothing but
pinto beans.
Yeah.
What about rinds of food? we talked about last week, the stupid diet show. So tomorrow we're going to be talking about addiction and everything that means, and we're going to have some great guests there. And Friday we have a whole show devoted to summer. It's the first day of summer, and it's going to be so much fun talking about whether it's summer fashion, summer food, summer safety, summer ideas. Summer safety, I'm glad we're talking about, because a lot of people don't realize how much you have to lock up your house, even though it's summer. You know, I know a lot of times people get robbed during the summer because it's so open and people forget to close windows and whatever. So we're going to be talking about all kinds of things on Friday. But I want to tell you about my day yesterday. It was pretty crazy because I did a Funny or Die video. And those guys are great. I mean, they have an amazing studio in Hollywood. And if you saw the little video years ago, Will Ferrell actually started the company. And there was this video years ago about Pearl, the landlord, and it was really played by this little two or three years old. She was tiny.
Yeah.
So they call it the office, as they say, the house that Pearl built, because that's what it started with.
Pearl's what, about six now, seven?
Eight. I think they said she's eight.
Yeah. Wow.
And so it's a relatively new company, and they've got a great space, and he said they've expanded so much that they now have to go somewhere else. But I spent 10 hours yesterday doing this video, and it was a takeoff of Chicago, kind of. It was an infomercial for people. Oh, I guess I'm not supposed to talk about it too much, but it was fun. Exhausting, but fun. Really crazy. So I think that'll be up in a couple of weeks. What did they say, Jess? Three weeks?
Yeah, about 3 weeks.
About 3 weeks.
Was it fun doing all the old steps?
Oh, sure.
Are you a little sore today?
I'm not sore.
No?
No. You know why? Because I think the space wasn't so big. It was like a tiny little theater, so I didn't have to do bossy across the floor. It was pretty crazy, but they had beautiful, very dramatic lighting, and it was this crazy character. You know, it was really fun, and I had to do a whole list of names, and it was fun. I mean, because bossy hurts.
Of course,
if you're
doing it
correctly.
You got to distort your body. And
oh, I know.
I remember when, I don't know if you've ever told Jessica this story, but when you were about to audition for Chicago, you dragged me into a jazz class. So let's go take a jazz class so I can get in shape. And neither one of us had taken a jazz class in a long time. And we were... You know, we were doing the leaps across the floor. We were doing,
Pot of shot.
It was, you could hear, oil, oil.
Oil can.
Oil can. I said, after the class, I said, there's been a recall on dance aerobics.
Oh, my gosh. If you haven't taken a class.
It's so embarrassing. Oh,
I know.
God.
If you haven't taken a class. Remember Lynette, Lauren's wife at the time, she came with us, and she bailed after 20 minutes. She was like, no way.
Yeah.
But you really feel, you know, the moths, you start creaking. It's like paint on a rubber band, and you're trying to stretch it again.
Right, paint but, on a rubber band. That's
yeah.
Funny.
But if you, actually,
crackling.
That was Johnny Travolta's, that was Sam, his father, his father's thing about paint on a rubber band.
Was,
like when
was he a dancer?
About, no.
Oh,
no, he's an athlete,
dancer.
Though.
Oh.
No. No, he sold tires, but he was an athlete. He was, I guess, a football player or a football coach when
I
he was
see.
Younger.
Yeah, that's a good image.
Uh-huh, because that's really what it's like.
That's why you got to warm it up.
You got to warm it up.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it was fun though yesterday. It was fun to do all that bossy stuff again. It was, you know. Yeah.
It looks so cool. It's great. Did you have a hat?
Beautiful. No. But I did have my Roxy hair and I had my
see.
Little Roxy outfit and stuff. So it was kind of fun to do all that. So I can't wait till that's on. As soon as it comes up, we're going to have a link on the show site at MaryLouShow.com. And we have all of our archived shows, so anything you've missed over the last few weeks, the last month, we've been doing this a month now, those shows are all on the website. And you can call us here at 1-855-3-M-A-R-I-L-U, 855-3-MARY-LOU, which is 855-362-7458, 362-7458, because we'd love to hear from you. You can follow me on Twitter at TheRealMaryLou, and also if you have any questions or comments or would like to see a certain theme for a show, you could write to me at MaryLou@MaryLou.com. For sure. And come visit me at MaryLou.com anyway, because we have great classes. We have a big Viva La Vegan class starting July the 8th, Monday, July the 8th. So, so that's what's going on around here. Next week, we have some great shows as well. We're going to be talking about allergies. We're going to be doing travel, career, and I will actually be in Nova Scotia at the end of the week, so we'll be doing something from there as well. Should be a lot of fun. I've never been to Nova Scotia. I'd love to get your advice if you know great restaurants or if you know great things to do in Nova Scotia, in Halifax. That's where I'm going. It takes a long
day.
I
was there in 79, so it might have changed.
A little bit. What did you go for?
Just to take that boat, there was a boat that left Portland, Maine. I think it was called, I forgot the name, but it was just a fun opportunity to take a cruise and then go to Nova Scotia for the weekend.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I've never even been to Maine, and I want to go.
They even had, like, little slot machines on the boat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
A lot of lighthouses, just really beautiful coast.
Was it an American boat, or was it a Canadian boat?
I think Canadian.
Oh, so that's why you could have gambling.
Yeah.
I see. I wonder if they have gambling everywhere.
That was in the 70s, though, so everything might have changed.
Yeah.
You know.
For sure. Yeah, a lot has changed.
I was 4.
That's right. Yes. That was when that family kidnapped you.
That's right.
They took you away. Yes. So we have Chloe Jo Davis coming up. I am so excited to see her because she really puts things together for people. Did you see her site, Lauren? Have you been on that site?
It's pretty fun and sexy.
Yeah, it's very sexy.
She's
very sexy. There's a picture of her breastfeeding in Italian Vogue.
That's my screensaver.
She's a great mom, and she's got two beautiful boys. We talk all the time about having two boys and how wild that is. My son Joey, okay, he's in New York right now. He was out so late last night because he went out with some friends, and he went out with actually the son of the executive producer. They went to see Rock of Ages, but they were in Carnegie Deli or Stage Deli or something when I
Stage Deli is not possible.
No, that's the one that's closed. Yeah. Okay, so they were at the Carnegie Deli, and they were there. And he said, "Mom," I said, "Who are you with?" He said, "I'm with Noah, and I'm with some friends we met." I thought, oh, okay. So then I called Crystal, and she said, "Joey's not home yet," because he's staying with my sister, our sister. And she said, "Yeah, he met two girls at the deli."
Oh. So, at the deli? At Carnegie Deli?
I guess. Two girls. I know. So I thought, okay, Joey's moving and shaking in New York, 17 years old. It's going to be so fun because we're all meeting in St. Louis, so we can do, we're going to go to Joanne's place in our other sister's place in Southern Illinois for 4th of July. So I'll be doing the show from there as well. Let's pray for the internet, because otherwise I'm going to be on the side of the road on a cell phone. But, yeah, so that whole week. So anyway, okay, so Girly Girl Army is going to be here. We're talking about vegan meals and vegan clothing, and I'm very excited about Vote as well, because they have, like, crazy great stuff. I have to get the story about Fashion Week, because my absolute favorite show in the world is Project Runway. Maybe because I
love that show.
I love that show. I love that show because it's so hard for me to put clothes together. And people don't believe that about me, but it's really true. I could do it for other people, but I can't do it as well. And I have a style that I sort of get stuck in. And, oh, that's another show we're doing. We're doing a show, Detox Your Style, because we all need to do that once in a while.
Sharon's
going to be on. She's my friend Sharon Feldstein, who's a fabulous, I don't even know what you'd call her, the Tasmanian devil. She kind of like whips through your house.
Yeah, and she's the style queen.
Yeah, she's the style queen. But she's very good at like looking at people and sizing up what they should wear and look like. You know, she's good at knowing what part of a new trend you should use or discard or how to.
And she doesn't hold anything back. She tells you exactly what's on her mind all the time, which is refreshing.
Yeah. Whether or not you want to hear it.
Yeah.
No, I like people like that.
Once you get used to that, it's great to be around her, really.
Yeah, it's true. Well, it's great because you never feel like there's a hidden agenda.
Right.
It's all out in the open, and at least you know where you stand on anything, so it's not like, so when you do get a compliment, wow, it's great.
Yeah. I don't get offended by her at all.
No. And she certainly has been a very interesting mother because her children are crazy successful. Her one son is Jonah Hill, whom I've known forever, and her other son is the manager of Maroon 5. And, and her daughter Beanie's probably going to be the biggest star of all. Okay, we are going to be up in a few minutes with Chloe.
No pressure, Beanie.
No pressure, Beanie. 855-3-M-A-R-I-L-U, 855-362-7458. Back after these messages.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla, can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You know, at the Mary Lou Show, you just never know what music is going to come up except at the top of the hour. It's pretty crazy. We're trying so many different things. I'm very excited about this show. I hope you are joining me in my excitement for our new radio show. Chloe Jo Davis from Girly Girl Army will be up in at the half hour mark. But right now, let's talk a little bit about the Brat Corner. We do this on the show once in a while. It's based on our book, I Refuse to Raise a Brat. It could be called I Refuse to Raise a Brat or I Refuse to Date a Brat, because little brats turn into big brats. And this week in the Brat Corner, once again, if we had been doing this show a few years ago, he would have been there a lot. Charlie Sheen, is he the brat or is Selma Blair the brat? There's been a big drama this week on the set of Anger Management. He specifically wanted to hire Selma because she's such a wonderful young actress. And somehow they got into a big fight this week. I guess she was questioning his work ethic and brought it up. And she said he was late and didn't know his lines. And he got into it with her saying, well, she has two lines and he has 40 pages of lines. And anyway, all of a sudden, boom, she's gone, fired. So, what do you guys think?
Well, you know how I always feel about this. Is a thing that I've talked about with you on Evening Shade, when you were doing Evening Shade.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like the person who has five lines has a much more stress than the person who has 100 lines.
Because
100 lines, you have 99 chances to redeem yourself.
Right.
If you've got five lines and you screw up two of them,
yeah,
you're screwing up 40% of your whole thing.
Sure.
So I think that's always, it's harder to play right field than it is to play shortstop.
Right.
You're getting action all day.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You get that one or two fly balls at you. You got to catch them.
Right.
In right,
right
field.
Right, right, right.
And that, you know, that's how I feel about that. So, I don't know anything about this story, but for him to use that as an example that she's only got two lines and I have 50,
right?
I think he's probably wrong on that particular count.
Right. But I think that, yeah, I think the bigger issues were probably, you know,
yeah,
being
sure,
late.
Yeah, that wasn't the issue. But,
yeah. That was, but you're right. That was a lame excuse for that.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie, what are you doing? I mean, he's so good. He's such a great actor. He's so charismatic and wonderful. And you know, I know Chuck Lorre. I've known Chuck for a very long time. I worked with him in the show Sybil when I was pregnant with Joey, so this is almost 18 years ago. And he's great, and I know that they've had their differences, and I know that, you know, Chuck's got to be heartbroken and everything else. But now, once again, here's Charlie on a new show, and drama is bubbling to the surface. And I watched an episode of it on the plane flying back from Florida, and he's great. So, you know, I guess that's why they indulge him if he is being indulged by the network and the studio. Mm-hmm. But once again, Charlie Sheen is in the brat corner, and
he likes being there.
He likes being there. At least he's not doing his tour. At least he doesn't seem like he's a little, like, crazy like he was during that whole winning tour and all that.
You know, the brat corner is a good place to be for a lot of people. Or not necessarily the brat corner, but screwing up seems to be a good choice for people these days. Look at the woman who was the runner-up in the Miss USA pageant and her horrible answer.
Oh, my God.
She's,
every year.
Everybody knows her now, and nobody knows the winner.
You know, and she might have been the winner had she not. I mean, well, last
year. She's better
year.
Off what she did.
Yeah, well.
She's on every talk
know.
Show.
No, you know what? She'll end up being on Amazing Race, like the junior Miss person who, you know, had the very famous answer, the blonde.
Yeah, blonde is also well-known.
Yeah, she's well-known. And then she went on Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the way to build a career these days.
Is it to be...
Do something really embarrassing, and then you go redeem yourself on all the
doing it wrong all these years, trying to be like a good little, you know, Girl Scout kind of worker, little Catholic school girl. I know. Good work ethic, everything. Being a brat... Maybe we should do a whole show on brats, and a whole show on, and I don't mean the brat.
Eva Marosabek, knows, she has made this an art form.
I know, you're right.
I mean,
you're
she right. was, when she explained how she created that character, you know, not exactly created it, but her strategy there,
mm-hmm.
and she kind of admitted that it was a strategy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was smart.
I mean, you know, you have to look at her in a totally different way.
Oh, yeah.
After knowing that.
Yeah, she's really smart. I mean, she's... She really, she's very smart. I mean, I knew that from working with her. But the whole thing was, it was such a brilliant choice if that's the kind of career that you want to have. You can't
right.
deny it that
right.
she wasn't, you know. Oh, we are up
certainly
next.
Worked.
Chloe Jo Davis, I'm so excited, from Girly Girl Army. I love her so much. She's an amazing resource for information. All things green living, eco-friendly, vegan. She's the best. Up after these messages. 855-3-M-A-R-I-L-U. If you want to talk to her, ask a question. We will be back after these messages.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification System... acceptable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You are listening to The Mary Lou Show. I'm Mary Lou Henner here in Hollywood, California with Lauren Henner and Jessica Davis. And I am so excited for our guest today because I wanted to do a whole show centering around her because she is just, she's just amazing. She, her website, girlygirlarmy.com, it is the one-stop shop for everything vegan, eco-friendly, fashion-forward, and newsworthy. I'm always saying that she's the Huffington Post, the New York Times, and the Google of a healthy green living lifestyle. And as the founder and commander-in-chief, she, I always say that nobody does it better and nobody looks better doing it than our guest today on The Mary Lou Show, Chloe Jo Davis.
Wow. What an introduction. How will I ever live up to that?
Oh, you will. Are you kidding? All they have to do is go on your site and see what you've done. It's just magical. Oh, it really is. It's very special.
Thank you so much. That's so nice of you to say. Seriously. I did it for women like us. For women like us who want to look beautiful but really care about the earth and the animals, and knowing that there's a place for, you know, all of us to go to find those products that we want, but we don't want to sacrifice looking great, but we also don't want to hurt anybody in the process.
Right. It's so funny because the old image of a vegan lifestyle is somebody who looks like, you know, they don't wash.
Patchouli under the arm.
Yeah. Yeah, patchouli, a patchouli smell, kind of like, you know, hair that looks like it's almost Rasta, and dirty toenails, and you know what I'm saying?
And hemp.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And
that was really why I went so the other direction because that was never my style. I was really sort of linear, and I liked high fashion, and I was involved in the fashion world, and I wanted, at the time, there was really nothing. I mean, I've been doing this 15 years, and slowly but surely, it's so exciting. Literally every day now, I'm getting, you know, inquiries from, you know, eco-friendly designers that are doing really beautiful things that you would never know. They're just by default earth-friendly and animal-friendly, but it's just fabulous to be able to support companies where you really believe in their ethos entirely.
I know. It's fantastic. Don't you feel like it's this incredible tsunami of information, conscious living, and people who want to have answers? You know, they have questions. They can't live in the dark anymore. And it's great.
The minute your eyes are opened, everything changes.
I know.
What you eat, what you wear, how you parent, how you love, even.
Yes, it's everything.
It's an aha, and once you have the aha, you're done for. You can never look at anything the same way again.
I know. I always say that once you know, you can't choose not to know anymore.
That's right.
It's just there. And when
and
I
like
first
Ellie
met
Wiesel you, said neutrality only helps the oppressor, so you have to take a side and you have to stand strong.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, I'd rather go down in flames because I believe in no dairy, you know, than anything else.
Right.
Because people, you know, it's like we all pick what it is that we so believe in, and even
right.
if it's unpopular, pretty soon the world, you know, it's always unpopular at first, and then other people go along.
Everything that's popular in the world at one point was considered, you know, shocking and outrageous. Even Christianity.
Sure.
Everything. So, yeah, I mean, there's always a trailblazer. You're one of the most unbelievable trailblazers there are, especially about talking about dairy. And then there's the rest of us who sort of learn as we learn, and then we make our own path.
I know. Well, you know, when I first met you with Gene Bauer, who was our guest last week, he was incredible. Just
He's
so
amazing.
Great. So,
amazing,
so
man.
Informed. And then you took it to a different step. And just as informative and extremely passionate. And you have so many different types of information. So, you know, everything from fashion to parenting to animals to placing animals to recipes, all of it. So what was your starting point? I mean, when you did Girly Girl Army, because it seemed like you were working with Jean, and then the next thing I knew, bam, there was this fabulous website.
I've actually been doing it a really long time, and it all started, I was at NYU Tisch, I was a student, and I started getting interested in animal activism, and at the time, I was, you know, a pretty well-known nightlife promoter. That's what, like, New York City kids do on their weekends. Other places, New York, you know, kids, you know, help at their family's farm or something.
Sure.
New York City kids are nightlife promoters, so that's what I did, and I had this huge list of followers, and I decided to, you know, share information as I was searching on my journey. I'd share the information. So, hey, party Saturday night, and oh my God, I just found this great organic restaurant or whatever it was. And it slowly but surely became this, you know, big swell of, you know, consciousness rising together, and, you know, hundreds of thousands of girls started joining the list and getting involved, and I started doing some radio stuff and TV stuff and, you know, really, you know, grew a community. And when I went to work for Farm Sanctuary, I was their celebrity liaison. I had already had this big, you know, group of followers and people who were involved in the things I did. So it was really just, I'd already been doing it, it came to another level. You know why? Because really the community has gotten to another level, and it wasn't just one thing to write about. There were hundreds of companies to review and thousands of, you know, exciting things to discuss and topics. So it's, you know, not, you know, back in the day, there was only maybe, you know, one mention of holistic living or vegan fashion or, you know, breastfeeding in the media that day. And now it's just, you know, daily thousands of mentions. So as a movement's grown, we've grown. But when working with Farm Sanctuary was an incredible experience, and, you know, I'll always be involved with them.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's funny you mentioned breastfeeding because when I had my talk show, Mary Lou, in 1994, I literally did the pilots 3 weeks after my son Nikki was born, and I was
wow.
breastfeeding, and I did a whole show about breastfeeding, and we showed breastfeeding on television, and it was
wow.
so we got into so much trouble. And even Howard Stern came after me saying you were just being, you know, it was like prurient interest. And he wanted, why wasn't I the one breastfeeding and stuff? Because we had a mom from the La Leche League and we got an award for it.
Well, you just wanted to see your boobs. That's
yeah, of course, of course.
Right.
And being a Mr. Inappropriate. But it's amazing what, you know, I mean, let's talk about this for a second. There is such a prejudice against it, and it's crazy. It's crazy.
You know, society has been totally, you know, demonized breasts as to be complete sexualized objects. And, you know, there are all these women walking around with these big inflated plastic boobs, and we can look at those, but God forbid a woman, like, you know, goes to use them, what they're actually for, and it's totally shocking and outrageous. In my family, nobody breastfed, you know, nobody really breastfed, and really, you know, when I was a kid, I'm 36, so, you know, 36 years ago, it wasn't as popular, and because there was a backlash, you know, it was taught that women, you know, it was barbaric, and women of a certain society used formula because that was how we did it. That was, you know, a civilized way to live. Now we've gotten back to the garden, I think, a little bit, and breastfeeding, education, and, you know, and media has gotten back to trying to promote people to get back on the boob. But, you know, I mean, I did a breastfeeding photo shoot for Amanda Decadene, photographed me for Italian Al with Panther when he was just born. And it got, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of hits and a lot of negative feedback. And it was amazing that so
many
people
were so angry. And it's a gorgeous photograph. It's such a beautiful,
People were so angry about it. I was shocked. Like, why are you so threatened by me feeding my son? You know, I'm very uncomfortable with even hiding myself when I breastfeed my kids because I don't have time. I have no help. I have two babies under the age of 3 and 5 pets and a household to take care of and work that I do. And I can't sit around, like, making other people more comfortable by putting scarves and, you know, pashminas and all kinds of things on me when I want to feed my son. So if I feed my son, you know, nobody's looking at my nipple. They're just looking at the top of my chest. Certainly people are seeing more when they walk by a Victoria's Secret window. So it's really about what, you know, it's choices people are making to, you know, see what is sexual and what is God-given. I mean, even a few days ago, a woman hit her son's face when I was walking by breastfeeding in the carrier. People are very uncomfortable with it still. It's really
and you weren't even, like, totally exposed, you said.
No, not even remotely. I would never expose myself just because, you know, I'm not that confident. But,
right.
You know, I would never expose myself. But, I was feeding my son. And, you know, it's just as natural as time itself. I mean, you know, this attachment parenting thing, you know, I got into totally by walking the path and figuring it out. And, you know, my parents certainly did not parent me that way. I was parented by nannies and, you know, in England, very strict nannies. And, you know, it was a very different situation. And I had distinct memories, like, as being a child, being terrified, being in a crib and crying for hours. I remembered it. And it sort of stayed with me my whole life before I had the vocabulary to know what attachment parenting was. And then I started meeting these children, thinking, like, these amazing kids in my community. And I kept saying, what is it about these kids? They're so different. They're so confident. What is it? And I found out about attachment parenting, and it sort of stuck. It just felt like really natural. Like, it's natural to me to not want your kids to cry. It's natural to me to want my baby close to me. And I just followed that path.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in speaking about the whole breastfeeding thing, too, we're looking at the mom and the boob rather than saying, okay, what is the child getting that is so much better for the kid? I mean, just in terms of the nutrition.
Of the science. I always say, let's just look at the science. Don't even bother, like, having an argument with me until you look at statistics.
Right.
Let's look at statistics about breastfeeding. Let's look at statistics about dairy, about meat, about all the things that, you know, are as clear as day itself. It's just clear as a bell. These are the statistics. This is what science is telling us. Let's listen to what is a fact. Not, you know, what makes us comfortable, but let's listen to facts.
I always say that you would never make cheese. People would never think to make cheese from the breast milk of their next door neighbor, but they are sucking from the udder.
People.
They are sucking from the udder.
Yeah. Of a cow they don't know.
I sit with people in a restaurant and I say, when I'm breastfeeding my son, if they order anything dairy, I say, would you like, well, why don't you just take some of mine? I'm right here.
Yeah.
Take some of mine. You know where it comes from. And they laugh and, you know, guffaw. But really, at least mine doesn't have pus in it and hormones and, you know, God only knows what else. And
it's an animal from a human being rather than from, an animal that they have nothing to do with, have a different skeletal structure, different stomach enzymes, hormones, everything. You know, the
design was so gross if you took them directly to the cow that no one would do it. Nobody.
And say, you know, latch on.
Yeah.
Latch on because that's what you're doing anyway.
They would
laugh
and think it was insane because that's how it feels once you're, like you say, once your eyes are open, these things start to sound insane.
I know,
the
it's crazy.
Of, you know, putting, you know, a dead animal's body on my feet today feels like crazy and insane.
I know.
There's all these amazing sexy vegan shoes in my closet that are made from like sustainable fibers or, you know, faux leathers that are just as soft.
Oh, and you can't even tell the difference these days. My brother Lauren has a question for you.
No, you can't tell the difference at all. I mean, listen, I came into it at a great stage where things were happening. I didn't have to make my own soy milk or, you know, walk around in hacky sack shoes.
Right.
Because I don't know that necessarily would have worked for me and my lifestyle and my personality. I mean, I don't think I'm that, you know, patient.
Right. Like, Chloe, hang on to that thought. We're going to take a little break in the action. We will be back with Chloe Jo Davis, Girly Girl Army. So much to talk about. Fashion, food, parenting, everything. And my brother Lauren's got a question for you. Back after these messages, Chloe Jo Davis, Girly Girl Army.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Superfam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We are back. This is the Mary Lou Show. I'm Mary Lou Henner with Lauren Henner, Jessica Davis, and we have on with us today Chloe Jo Davis from the Girly Girl Army. The Glamazon's Guide to Green Living. She is just amazing, amazing person. And her website, girlygirlarmy.com, spelled GIRLIEGIRLARMY, is fantastic. It's just got all kinds of great information on it. And before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, breastfeeding, all kinds of things. And Lauren, you have a question for...
Yes, Chloe, as I was telling you on the break, that I have a six-month-old son named Joseph.
Wow.
And he's right at that point. My wife is breastfeeding, and so far that's going very well. She hasn't been doing up to the levels that we want, but she's been supplementing with a little formula, but, you know, we're doing our best. Anyway, we're right at that point where people often say it's time to start showing a little tough love. And you mentioned a term earlier that you said attachment parenting.
Correct.
And I was wondering exactly what is that, and how do you go about starting to separate a little bit so that allowing them to cry a little bit more. How do you go about that?
Well, I don't believe in any crying, actually, because the basis of attachment parenting is totally trusting your instincts. So when you hear a baby crying, it's picking the baby up, because believing your baby is crying for something, that whole tough love and cry it out Ferber method, is based in the fact that children, little babies, can manipulate us. And that's just not the truth. A little baby can't manipulate you. A little baby can only cry when they're hungry, tired, scared, feeling lonely, or just simply need the actual chemicals that they get when they're next to their mommy or their daddy. I really, truly believe in attachment parenting more than almost I believe in anything else. Maybe on par with veganism, because the proof is in the pudding. And there have actually been research that shows that babies who are allowed to cry it out for long periods of time have brain damage in the long term on some level, because the actual cortisol, that they're the stress hormone, goes on such overload because they're so afraid and lonely. So I know for a fact that it can be done. This attachment parenting is feasible. I've done it now for three years with these two kids, and there's, you know, really it's not any grand
grand, difficult thing to do. It's just really believing when your baby cries. I mean, there are other things that, you know, stereotypically people who attach from parents do, like baby wearing, so keeping your baby close to your heart, bed sharing. A lot of us share beds or have co-sleepers in the room or a crib in the room. My baby sleeps, my little one sleeps in bed with us still, which just makes breastfeeding so much easier. And, you know, obviously breastfeeding and skin-to-skin contact as much as possible. But there's other parts of attachment parenting that are just really about just trusting in your child and trusting that you know what to give them, that mama knows best. Breastfeeding is so interesting because people just presume that you can just breastfeed. You're a woman, like, take out your boob, you're ready to go. But I cried for 2 months. I had agonizing pain. I was bleeding. I literally had a rag that I would bite because the pain was so intense. But I just didn't.
What was the pain from? Chloe, what was the pain from? From his mouth or from?
So see, it was just some people have more sensitive nipples, and, you know, all the blood would drain from my nipples. It was just a lot of pain. And I guess I was just, some women have this issue, a lot of women actually, and they give up.
Sure. And they have to give.
They're not producing enough milk, or they think, but really we have the capability to feed our children. You just have to push through, battle on. I saw 8,000 million lactation consultants. I did everything short of taking a pill to, you know, there's a controversial pill that's available in Europe, but not readily available in the States, that helps you produce milk. But I took herbs and tinctures and all sorts of things. But at the end of the day, I met a younger lactation consultant who just said, you know, you just have to do it. And it was the way she said it. It was just very resolute. And I just stopped focusing on anything else, and I sat my tuchus down on the rocking chair, and I just nursed. I just nursed for a month straight. I just focused on the nursing, really getting into place. And you know what? After that month, after a few weeks of it, really focusing on it, I had perfect production, and I happily nursed my son for 2 years.
Did you have the same problem with the second one at all? Or was it much easier?
Zero problem.
Yeah. Interesting. It's funny. Our mother did breastfeed us, so we were always, there was no doubt in our mind that we were going to be breastfed or breastfeeding our children. Yeah, and
she
this is a long time ago.
Time.
Way ahead of her time. And she just believed in breastfeeding, and she
knew.
She knew. And so we all, we're going to have to take a break.
Yeah.
Chloe
Jo
Davis staying with us after these messages. This is the Mary Lou Show, talking to Chloe Jo Davis from the Girly Girl Army. 855-3-M-A-R-I-L-U, 855-362-7458. Back after this.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.